This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was amazing. Got some time. My son came back from prep school and had good food and got able to rest a little bit, so that was good. Like recharge the batteries.
So, like, your best side dish or, what your go-to is?
Gosh, my sister-in-law made her homemade macaroni and cheese, and it was really, really good. It's one of my favorites. So all the kids, we were all excited. And it's even better, maybe even left over, because yesterday it was pretty darn good, too.
On a day like that, do you ever check the weather back in Syracuse and see the temperature back there?
No, I just, our days were absolutely gorgeous. I was like, this place is amazing. So it's a good time to spend time with family and friends and eat good food and relax a little bit. And it was awesome.
Do you ever worry about these guys sort of getting off sort of conditioning and, you know, maybe picking out for a day and that's really not so great when you're in season?
No, we run them. We make sure that we keep doing that. They needed some time off too. I thought that was really good. And we were able to have some decent practices, shore up some good stuff, execution offensively, defensively, where we can be better. But the time off was really, really good for these guys. It's a long season.
When you look at the schedule, I'm sure you have plans on where you want to be at certain points mm-hmm. during the season. Are you where you want to be, a little behind, a little ahead? Where are you?
There's a lot to get better at, but we've gotten better. And I've said it multiple times, baby steps. This team is, might take two steps forward and take a step back here and then. Hopefully they don't, but that's what you usually have with inexperience and youth. But I saw some really good things in our last game. We shared the ball. When we shared the ball and got some open looks, made some of those shots, and you saw what that did for the arena and confidence and stuff like that, and that becomes contagious. So we just got to keep doing that.
How much of getting better has to do with chemistry and getting used to each other?
I think a lot to do, and you can only get that experience through games and playing. And as much as there were so many games in a row, it was also good to get back on that court. I was worried about our energy after the San Diego game. I thought it was really, really good. And the time off is needed academically, everything for these guys, rest. And hopefully we can have a good practice today and play well tomorrow night.
Yeah, it seemed like it was this time last year that you guys were really struggling as a three-point shooting team. And then something happened around December.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you might have changed to practice, whatever. And then you guys took off. Are you hoping or expecting a similar jump with this year's team?
I think so. I think we have a lot of shot makers, and I think it just goes back to quality shot. If you looked back earlier, we took a lot of contested shots. That's never good. When we get good wide open ones, we shoot a completely different percentage, and that goes back to, I might have a good shot, but the guy next to me might have a great shot. That's the good to great. And when guys are hot, make sure we find those guys. And like I said many times, they're learning to dance with each other. I can see him being more comfortable. I can see Quad A being more comfortable. And those are all good things. Those are all positive signs.
Was that what you were seeing in the last game offensively, that guys were recognizing great shots over good shots, and that's why the offense kind of took that step?
I think so. And then you have the younger guys knowing, for instance, Jaden, what's a good shot and what we're doing for him. And those are all, steps that we're taking as a team. I think Quade's a really good offensive player. Right now he's been really doing get everybody in our set and doing it. But he has the ability to be explosive scorer and shooter as well. And I think you're just going to see this team hopefully just keep incrementally getting better and better as the season progresses. You do not want to peak right now. We're far from that. But, defensively we need to defend the three better. basic things to do what Washington basketball does, and it's defend the three, and we're not doing a great job at that right now.
Speaking of defending the three, this team is obviously, this South Dakota team shoots the three really well. Have you seen progress from you guys as far as defending the three?
Well, numbers will say no. A couple of these games, you challenge these guys all the time. It's some games guys will make end of shot clock impossible threes. Sometimes that happens end of games. Sometimes teams will make three or four with, 3 minutes to go in the game, and we've already have the game. But it's just a focus, and those numbers need to improve for us to be really, really good. Our defense overall, I thought, with the man and the zone, I think these guys have adapted pretty well with that. I think the man has been good for us. There's no getting around that. But the zone, same thing. It's the experience. They're learning it on a day-to-day basis, and you see the younger guys getting better at it.
Speaking of Quade, are you looking for him to be more aggressive and to score more? Or?
I want him to run our team and be an extension of the coach, of me, on the court. Get us into our sets, make sure the ball needs to go where it needs to get. And as the season progresses, you're going to see him, I think, take more of a step up. I think when you're putting in offenses and different things, there's sometimes that can minimize the actual flow. And so we have worked on some things to get more flow, more rhythm offensively, more ball movement, more player movement, and all those things matter. And he's a guy that has the ability not only to get 10 assists, but he also has the ability to get 20. We haven't seen that yet, but he has the ability. That's always a good sign.
Fans at times have been really hard on Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his body, looks different, and he's really stepped up. Can you talk a little bit about what the difference in him and what he's done?
I think Sammy went through a period where, he's had so many really great games for us in his 3 years. And he provides that not only leadership, but understands what we're all about, what we're doing. And, Sammy sometimes would go up and down in terms of confidence, but he's got himself in a great place. His body's in great shape. He's changed some of the games for us, and I see him changing the games as we keep moving forward. He's been great for Isaiah in terms of teaching him the defense. He's been great in the locker room in terms of his leadership. And when Sammy has energy, he's different. When he has that confidence and energy, he's just a different player. And so he's going to be a big part. If we have the success that we think we can have, it will be one of the main reasons will be the production of Sammy.
If Amir is hitting that three, which he'll probably get a lot, is that the X factor with this defense?
I think, when you have a guy like Isaiah, if they play a man-to-man, he's going to have a pretty good chance of scoring. If they double-team him, which a lot of teams do, you're going to have to be able to make some open shots. But Hamir's not just an open shooter. Hamir's a really good offensive rebounder, and he's a high-level defensive player. But his three is improved, and he has the ability to make it. And I'm sure watched 100 games this weekend, like I did. You make a couple threes here and there, it just changes the whole dynamic of the game. And so, him making shots, anybody making shots is big for us.
And, just the difference between last year Nas shooting the three and Nas this year, it seems like his shot is slower and more deliberate, but it's more accurate.
Yeah, he's worked on his game, exceptionally hard. He's a guy that, when I first saw him when he was a sophomore in high school, he would be a guy that, he came off the bench in a huge game and their team couldn't score, and he comes off and hits two threes. And, with his ability to drive, and he's such an athletic player that, it doesn't matter how slow your jump shot is, because if they come up, he's going to go right around you. And so he knows his distance and, his timing, and his confidence is at a high level, especially shooting the three.
How do you feel Jalen has rolled into his role and kind of his position, given he can be kind of a forward but also more of a guard?
Well, he's a guard. There's no getting around it. But, when you're 6'10 and a 6'3 guy's guarding you, sometimes you can take it down there. And, the thing that makes Jaden so special is he can score on all three levels. He can hit the three, he can pull up, and he can finish around the basket. That's what makes a guy just so hard to guard. Such a tough matchup for opposing teams. And, around the basket, we've been working with him. But, if a bigger guy guards him on the perimeter, it's, good luck. He's so skilled and talented. And, he's learning. He's so talented. But now it's the efficiency. And I felt like in the last game, he got the ball in the elbows. He got the ball a little bit closer. He took a couple open threes, which he knocked down. And He's also going through a whole learning curve, but boy, is he good.
You've talked about this a little bit before, but just how important is Hamir for such a young team to have a guy who's kind of a steady, reliable presence there?
You know, it's huge. You know, I looked at numbers today, and you look at our experience, and I think we're 342 in the country. They had returning points on ESPN the other day, and we were third, at least amount of points returning. And when you have a guy that you know has played in big games like Hamir and has actually defended and made shots and have produced in big games, it's just huge. You know, him and Nas and Sammy have played in some pretty big moments and have impacted pretty good games and wins. And so that experience with the combination of our youth is critical. And I've always believed, you know, you win early with veteran players. And that's the key. And so, you know, we're just going to keep getting better. Hamir, Nas, and Sammy, they need to keep doing a good job of, you know, not only, you know, I'm going to use the word imposing the culture on the younger guys, but also helping them and you know, teaching them what it takes on a day-to-day basis to be elite. And, you know, they've done a good job so far.
Are you pleased with the production off the bench so far this season?
You know what, I think, you know, you can look at numbers and then you can look at impact. You know, I look at a guy like Elijah, who played more minutes in his first game this year than he did all of last year, and a guy who's kept getting better and better, and he came in the game and defensively just changes the tone in the man-to-man. He can get up in you, he's disruptive, he's got positive energy. He makes others around him better. I don't even look at the numbers. I just, as a coach, you feel the impact when he's in the game. I love that. Sammy Timmons, when he's locked in, I remember the UCLA game last year, and he came in, he took a charge, and the whole place started chanting his name, and he was flying all over the place. That's that when Sammy brings that, we're different. Jamal Bey, you know, he's a guy that gives us so much flexibility. He can play the one, he can play the two, he can play the three. We saw what he did in the first exhibition, scoring 25 and 5. Like, he has that, you know, he has that potential. He's still new. He didn't play a lot of minutes last year, but he's got that ability. And so, you know, the other guys, Nate Roberts has brought out energy. You know, I think as they keep getting better and showing well in practice, they could earn more minutes. Raekwon Battle had missed some practice. Marcus Tohonas missed it with his mouth, so he was behind. I'm so excited about our bench and who we have. So many options that can impact our games and wins.
Talk about the bench. How comfortable are you with your rotation? Is that going to be something you're going to fluctuate with?
You know what? I can tell you, our rotation becomes, it's all based on, you know, teams. You know, if we're going to play more man than we are more zone, it could be a different guy here, a different guy there, based on how we're trying to play and defend. Those options become, you know, really, really important. Last game, I think I played 9 in the first half. I'm sure you can see that more often. Every game's going to be different. I coach with my gut. It's not already set. I go through the energy of the game, how the game's being played, and what I saw in practice that, you know, the previous week. But we have a lot of options, a lot of really good players.
Hey, on paper, it looks as if South Dakota can really shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. What type of test do you think you'll see?
These are great games because not only is he a really good coach, but they, you know, they've got, you know, the number one 3-point shooting percentage guy in the country who's happens to be 6'10". They can put 5 guys on the court and space you out. They're very, very well coached. They move the ball and they have exceptional skill. And those teams are very, very dangerous, but those teams also really help you get better as a team if you can execute and be flying around and understand personnel. And, you know, we've got to be able to defend the 3-point line. That's what we've got to do a better job of. And so, you know, tomorrow will be a great test of that. And, you know, we focus in on practice and, you know, hopefully we can go out there and execute the game plan.
Couple more guys.
Is it hard for the guys to get down 2 defenses or is it easier just to play zone?
That's a good question. This is the first time we've been doing it, so we're learning. The players, and you know, we played a lot more. I don't know how many possessions did we play man and zone in San Diego. We were 70-30, right? 80-20, and it's just how the game's going. in some of the other games. We've been playing man, and then all of a sudden we went zone and we would take the lead. I think every game's going to be different. I'm still learning that, to be honest with you. It's a change, but a positive change. Our guys like it. They're excited, and it allows us to use our length and our athleticism in a different way.
Is playing zone more mental than playing man?
I don't think so. I think for both of them, you know, they're very, very similar in terms of philosophical, in terms of how we play. Any good defense, you know, you have to have awareness. You defend the ball so you're in position of the ball, and you have to have active hands. Sometimes I can say teams that take time off the clock, you can get stale, and there you allow them. When you're in man, you can kind of force the tempo a little bit. And in a lot of these games, you're trying to get more possessions.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.